AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he is not going to be there when Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th president. The president-elect is okay with that.
One of the few things he and I have ever agreed on. It's a good thing I'm not showing up.
More from the AP, Sagar Magani.
It's long been a symbol of America's peaceful transition of power. The last incumbent president to skip his successor's swearing in was Andrew Johnson, who did not show up when Ulysses S. Grant took the oath in 1869. President Trump is not giving any clues as to how he'll spend his final hours in office.
In Wilmington, Delaware today, President-elect Biden says the violence at the Capitol Wednesday is just another example of what the president is about.
He's exceeded even my worst notions about him. He's been an embarrassment to the country, embarrassed us around the world. Not worthy to hold that office.
The president-elect also responded to the December job losses, the first since the spring. He told Americans help is on the way to fight the coronavirus.
We've had 4,000 deaths. 4,000 deaths yesterday. And things continue to rise, to escalate. That's my number one concern, to get the virus under control.
Biden says impeachment is not a priority. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats are talking about the possibility of filing articles of impeachment against President Trump next week. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue has conceded the runoff race in Georgia over John Ossoff. Democrat Raphael Warnock won the other runoff in Georgia, which gives the Democrats control over the Senate. State and local investigators are at the scene of an apparent fatal police shooting in the Minneapolis suburb of Robbinsdale. The Secretary of the Army tells the AP the military is considering allowing National Guard to carry firearms ahead of the inauguration in D.C. This is AP News. Israel has started a tightened coronavirus lockdown.
Most schools and businesses in Israel are now closed, with people required to remain within 1,000 yards from home. Public transport, too, is highly limited. The restrictions are to last for at least 2 weeks. Thousands of police will be deployed to enforce them, with roadblocks set up on major thoroughfares. On a positive front, Israel has already vaccinated nearly 20% of its population of 9 million and is on track to be one of the first countries to emerge from the coronavirus crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New York City's police commissioner tested positive for the coronavirus. The department says Dermot Shea is feeling well and running the department remotely from home. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will encourage all K-12 schools in Michigan to reopen for in-person instruction by March 1st as the state starts offering the coronavirus vaccine to teachers. Ed Donahue, AP News.